bless you. My brother Ernie would say, God bless you so good you can hardly stand it. One time I said that to a Spanish fellow that started coming to our church, and they didn't have very much English yet. And I said, God bless you so good you can hardly stand it. The next time I saw him, he said, God bless you so good you fall over. So, I have a story for you. And this was about a fellow that was, he was about 12 or 13 years old, something like that. Anybody here 12 years old? Well, anyway, this fellow here, he lived in South Dakota. And he had Bible school. They had Bible school in the daytime. You have Bible school here at night or in the daytime? Daytime. Oh, these people had Bible school in the daytime. And so after Bible school, he went home, and he thought he's going to help his dad. So he took the pickup. He got in the pickup, and he drove out to this 40-acre alfalfa field and got on the mower, and it was a sickle bar mower. You know what a sickle bar mower is? You don't? Well, anyway, it's something that goes back and forth like that real, real fast, and then it cuts the grass. And he had one of these wonderful tractors. What kind of tractors do you have? Do you know any of you farmers? You have farm old tractors? No, you don't. What kind of tractors do you like? What kind of tractors do these people like? Well, anyway, this guy, he had one of the best, and it was a Minneapolis Moline. And anyway, this guy was he was on this tractor, and he was standing on right back of what they call the PTO. You know what a PTO is? It means power takeoff. And this PTO comes out the back of the tractor, and you can hook an implement up to it, like the mower, and it makes the mower go. And so he was going down, he was mowing for his daddy. He was going down, and he was mowing, and all of a sudden, it got clogged up. And so he thought, well, I'll back up. Now, this guy knew that there was no guard over this PTO. But he was careful. He was careful. And so, but one little tiny thing got, and he turned around like this, and it had a hand clutch here. And the hand clutch puts it in gear and out of gear. And so he put it in gear, and just at that time, it caught his baggy pants, and just, boom. He was caught. And he pushed the clutch off, and it stopped. It was good it wasn't one that runs all the time. And anyway, but he was stuck, and he couldn't get loose. And so finally, maybe if I would put it from reverse into forward, maybe it would go the other way around. But it didn't work that way. Anyway, finally he got loose. And he went and got in the pickup, and he drove in, and he got to the house, and he laid on the horn, and his two sisters came out. And he says, what's the matter? And this guy says, is Mama here? No, she hadn't gone home from Bible school yet. And so he got out of the truck, and his sisters looked. He only had half a pants on. And he went in, and he took his cowboy boot off, and he mutually put another pair of pants on, and he put his boot backs on, and he got in a pickup, and he drove to town to the doctor. He was going into town, and he went past this gas station that his brother was there in that gas station. He said, where's he going to? So he followed him. Meanwhile, the sisters, they went into the bedroom. They saw the blood on the floor. And so he went in, and he went into the doctor. The doctor sewed him up and put him in a hospital for 5 days. And he had a cast on for about 3 months. You know how I know all about that? Here, look at this. You see that scar? See that? Now, the lesson is this. If you don't guard against sin, you get caught, you're going to pay for it. If you don't guard against sin and get caught, you're going to pay for it. And you remember that young in your life. The Bible says one place something like, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. This is what it means, is what I think it means. You don't get yourself in a place that you know you might get caught. You know, you set up the situations that, I won't get caught, I won't hurt me. But you're setting up yourself up to get caught. And I set up, I got caught. And you know what? You'll suffer for it. But one thing is that when we do get caught and we repent, we can get healed. And even though we have a scar, we can still be useful. Isn't that good? That's right. So I'd just like to encourage you to stay away from sin. All your life says, that's sin, stay away from it. And you'll save yourself a lot of trouble through life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for each one of these young friends that you would bless them with a heart after yourself, and that they would stay away from sin. They'd stay away so they aren't caught, and they can serve you faithfully with happiness and joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to have one tomorrow night, too. You can go back to your